שלום, אנחנו לומדים מתוך
Hello, we'll be reading from the writings of Rabash, the article What It Means That the World Was Created for the Torah. You can find the article on kabbalahmedia.info and you can watch the lesson on kab.tv where you can also send us questions and some relevant to the lesson may be answered here. So, again, the writings of Rabash, What It Means That the World Was Created for the Torah.
What can I say as an introduction to that? The world is a system that needs to come from the beginning of creation to the end of creation. In the beginning of creation, it is a system that is in a broken state, deliberately, so that all of its parts, the parts of this system, will find the right interconnection between them. So, in this quest, in this work, they will find the right integration, the right knowledge about the entire system, because each one has to be included with, integrated with everyone. Just like in a complete system, let's say in our body, we don't yet know how it works, but indeed, a complete integral system must be according to the rule that the collective and the particular are equal. The collective and the particular are equal. Whatever is in the collective exists in the particular, and there is nothing more in the collective than there is in the particular. Everything there is in the particular is also in everything is collective is also in the particular, and the particular is aware of the entire collective. That's according to the rules of the spiritual nature. 10, not 9, not 11. You have no more than 10 or less than 10. All of this is about just the scale, but not more than that. A small one and a great one, they both have everything, and it's the same. It's just that in the small one, it exists on a small scale, and in the great one, it exists on a large scale. But it's not that you have additional details. And therefore, each one as a small can be great, the great one can diminish itself and also enter the square of the small one. So this is the system that has to be established through our efforts, the efforts of human beings. Why? On purpose, it is built in a way that it's broken, there is no connection between the parts, and no one understands and knows the other, but to the contrary, each one doesn't want to know the other, doesn't want to get closer to the other. Each one wants to push away the other or control the other. That is, they have a preparation called ego, and this preparation actually gives them the possibility to get to know the system in the opposite manner. As much as each one hates everyone, each one rejects everyone, each one is willing to participate with everyone in order to only use them for his pleasure. What is that good for? In order to get to know the system entirely, all of it, and understand its correct, complete functioning. That the general law of the entire system, in the end, has to be love. Love means hitkalelut, integration with the deficiencies of the other, and fulfilling these deficiencies, correcting them and filling them up, the deficiencies of the other. That's on the one hand. On the other hand, when we attain this system in such a general way, we get to know the force that dwells in it, controls it, fills it up, directs it from within, which is called the Creator. And then we reach adhesion, dvekut, with Him, out of the understanding, feeling, and complete attainment. in order for the created beings, and they are called, those that are called created beings are those of the human species that are drawn to it in each and every generation. In order for them to actualize the purpose of creation, they receive an awakening called the point in the heart. And this point brings them to become familiar with the plan of correction or the software of correction called the Torah. And this is how we should see humanity, its history, its development, the evolution of everyone, everything, and see how we can actualize the Torah, the method of correction. In our times, in each and every generation, each and every day, we have to start the correction anew, and that way to advance towards the complete correction called Gemar Tikkun, the end of correction. That's it, really. Therefore, we need to understand what is the Torah, under what condition can we receive it. What is this means, this kli, vessel or tool called Torah, by which we can correct men, connect between human beings, because all the other parts of reality, the still, vegetative and animate, are naturally, instinctively connected. It's only human beings that are an exception. They're out of this system on purpose through a special force called the evil inclination. We need to take care of this force, correct it, subjugate it, make it a good force. Then also the still, vegetative and animate will be corrected, because until now, what was corrupted on the higher degree, which is the people of this world, all of their corruptions of people, we project these on the still, vegetative and animate, and this is why we also see in them all kinds of corruptions and disorder, lack of balance between the still within the deal and among the vegetative, and between the animate, the animals, and within the animate form, and between all of them in general. It's men, as it says, that his hand is everywhere and everyone's hand is in him. That is what we have to put in order. And we put it in order only by correcting or establishing the right connections on his level, which is expressed by love your friend as yourself. This is the law of the right connection between people. So, let us see what Rabash writes in the article, "The world was created for the Torah," which means that the corrupted world, the world is corrupted, and it was given to us in a corrupted manner, in a way that we are corrupted, and we were given the Torah if we want to use it as an instrument for the correction of ourselves, and that way we will correct the world. That for the sake of this correction, it was built.
The writings of Rabash, what it means that the world was created for Torah. Rashi brings the words of our sages about in the beginning God created, for the Torah, which is called the beginning of His way, and for Israel, who were called the Holy of Israel, His first crop. We should understand what it means that the world was created for the Torah. Torah, simply put, is the king's commandments, who commanded to observe them. But are the king's commandments lacking, and want to have someone following them? Do they have feelings? We can say that the king wants his commandments followed, but this pertains to a flesh and blood king who wants to command them and enjoys this. But we cannot say this about the Creator, that he wants to be given respect and that they will keep what he commands them. Also, we should understand what our sages said, namely that the world was created for Israel, not for the Torah. Therefore, we should understand if the creation of the world has two reasons, or is it one reason, meaning that both point to the same thing. It is known that the reason for the creation of the world was his desire to do good to his creations, in order to carry out the perfection of his deeds, meaning so there would not be shame, et tzimtzum, restriction, and concealment were established, so that the delight and pleasure would not shine unless the receiver has the intention to bestow. Otherwise, there is a concealment of the face of the Creator. For this reason, we were given the commandment of faith, that he leads his world as the good who does good, whereby the commandment of faith in the Creator and by observing the Torah and commandments on the basis of faith, the matter of shame will be corrected. However, because of the creation of the creatures who were created with a desire to receive for themselves, the creatures cannot achieve a degree where all their actions are for the sake of the Creator and not for their own sake. This is why the will to receive is called evil. And one who walks in the path of this evil is called wicked. The will to receive for one's own benefit is called the evil inclination, because all it depicts for one to do is to do everything only in a manner of self-reception. And this harms the person. This means that this is the only reason why a person cannot obtain the delight and pleasure that the Creator wishes to impart upon the creatures. Since there was a correction on this quality, called the will to receive for oneself, since the will to receive is opposite from the Creator, whose desire is only to bestow, while the will to receive cannot be a giver. In order to have equivalence of form, meaning that while a person receives, he will be able to aim that the reception will be in order to bestow, this is already considered that he bestows. This is called equivalence of form, or dvikut, adhesion. Since in spirituality, equivalence is called dvikut, although in the act, he is receiving. This is called receiving in order to bestow. However, how can one achieve equivalence of form? Since the Creator created this will to receive, how is it possible to revoke the nature that the Creator created? There was a correction on this, that while it is impossible to revoke the nature of the will to receive, an intention to bestow is added on top of it. It follows that the will to receive, meaning that a person sees something from which he can enjoy, that remains. In other words, a person still enjoys it in the end, but with a different intention. This is called receiving in order to bestow.
So far, is it clear? Don't be shy. Good.
אבל איך האדם יכול לעשות כוונה אחרת
However, how can one have a different aim than to receive for his own benefit, but rather for the benefit of the Creator? Our sages said about this, the Creator said, I have created the evil inclination, I have created the Torah as a spice.
Meaning, it's not simple that I receive, but from that, by that I want to cause someone pleasure. This is something that does not exist in nature. I cannot enjoy by myself, and with this pleasure, also delight someone. Here is the whole matter of raising the degree to above reason, from Malchut to Binah, to in order to bestow. It's truly so, yes.
In other words, through the Sgula, or the merit or the power of the Torah and commandments, a person can obtain the desire to bestow. This is the only way by which one can be rewarded with vessels of bestowal. And our sages said about this, the light in it reforms him.
Go ahead. I wanted to ask about shame.
It's written that the reason for the creation of the world is his desire to do good to his created beings, and so that there won't be any shame, he made the tzimtzum and concealment.
Yes.
Later it's written that through the commandment of faith, the matter of shame will be corrected. So seemingly, we have no ability to ever reach that state of shame because we have concealment over it.
That's not simple. Shame in our world means that, you know, they won't catch us in a way that we will be ashamed. If I wasn't ashamed, I wouldn't even care. So shame is a kind of a sign that something is wrong with me. This is how we get it in this world. There are some people who are able to disconnect the matter of shame. We always want to justify ourselves in order to be ashamed, because shame puts us down. Shame humiliates us as if I am lower than others. This is the matter of shame. But if I'm actually proud of what I'm doing, look how much I stole, and nobody caught me, then it's not shame anymore, it's actually the opposite. So the thing is that we, first of all, have to reach an appreciation of the actions of bestowal and love, so that we will be ashamed that we don't have it, or we don't even want it, we disregard it. And that doesn't come immediately. That's what I'm trying to say. That all in all, it will come. It is said that shame stands ready only for the high souls. What are the high souls? Everyone has a soul. High souls means those who took care of themselves and have reached such values that indeed they already very much value, appreciate, bestowal, connection, love, participation, because they understand, not because it will be good for them or because it is appreciated and customary in the environment. Rather, one understands that this is the law of reality, and this is the nature of the upper force, and this is why he wants to keep it and reach this keeping and equivalence of form with him. So there are additional degrees here. But shame, well, for the time being we talk about shame, that if I'm in the right environment, then I can develop the right kind of shame. That we determine, even artificially, that if we are drawn to connection, as if we want the connection, then in it, then let us disseminate it between us so much so that each one will be ashamed if suddenly he erupts with his will to receive. That's how it should be. Anyone else?
Good morning. I want to go back a little bit. What do we need to add to the corporeal actions that we do when we connect, so to speak, in order to add light to that connection?
What do we need to do?
Yes, in addition.
In addition? Only to renew it each and every day. Each and every day means each and every moment. To renew the connection between us, with the intention that through the connection we will receive the reforming light, and it will take care of us already. That is all. Here it is work that is actually very simple. We don't need to have, you know, wisdom or kinds of special kinds of success. That will come. It will come by itself, not by me being drawn to it and actually wanting specifically that. I want to keep the law of connection. There was a shattering in the system. I must make sure that I will care to connect everyone together. And this is done in the 10. By me always coming back to that same action. It is called a penny, and a penny add up to a great sum. I actually put back the system more and more, put it together, and once it is connected with all of its parts more and more, out of that I get the understanding and feeling and orientation in all of these things, and I start to see myself where I am, not through the intellect or emotion, as it says, it's not the wise one who studies, rather only from doing work towards connection at every opportunity. Out of that, the wisdom comes and the understanding in general of everything that is going on. Anyone else? Good, let's continue.
Continue where we left off. Thus we can interpret what we asked. What is the interpretation of the Torah being created for the world? Does the Torah feel anything? That it lacks someone to observe it? Also, we asked, in a different place it's written that the world was created for Israel. And they both imply one thing. The reason for the creation of the world was that the Creator wanted to do good to His creatures. And it is said that when the Creator wanted to create Adam HaRishon, then the angels objected to this, saying, "What is man that you should think of him? Why do you need this trouble?" The Creator replied to them that it is like a king who has a tower filled with abundance, but has no guests. It follows that man's creation was in order to do good to his creations. This is why they said that the creation of the world was for Israel, who are called Reshit, or the beginning. Yet, what is the delight and pleasure that he wanted to give them? Our sages came and told us that the delight and pleasure is the Torah. That is, the creation of the world was for Israel to receive and enjoy the delight and pleasure found in the Torah.
That is, in all of the people of the world, there is a part in which the thought of creation awakens the need to reach it. And then, this part called Yashar Kel, Israel, we learn that it is a result of the connection that was made by Abraham in ancient Babylon when he connected representatives of all of the 70 nations that were back then in Babylon, the whole of humanity back then. And therefore, this part that joined Abraham back then, they had received a name, Israel, Yashalkel. And even though it is a group that is a collection from all of the 17 nations that lived back then in Babylon, however, it received a certain destiny, a certain force, a certain character, because according to the condition, love covers all crimes, they took it upon themselves to be as one man in one heart, love your friend as yourself, come closer to this, up to love the Lord your God. That is, that the general force of love and bestowal will dwell in them without any limitation. And this is possible to keep only in one group, but it is a representative of all of the nations of the world. When in this group it will ever come to be, then all of the nations of the world that do not exist in this group will also feel that this group is working on them and also pulling them towards the same goal of being as one man in one heart. Therefore, until this very day, we see how much the nations of the world have a unique demand towards Israel, even though it's an instinctive demand. They don't know how and why, but they feel that their good future, for some reason, is tied to and depends on this small group called the nation of Israel. Nobody knows that it is a collection of all of the nations of the world in one group, that they need to keep love your friend as yourself, and then the whole world will receive this inclination. But this is what we see until this very day. Therefore, the giving of the Torah, the reception of the Torah, the realization of the Torah, it's not just for some small group that realizes it. Rather, this is connected to the evolution of the whole of humanity, and this is what everyone is drawn to, and during our time, especially so. Yes, where are we now?
It follows that when they said the world was created for Israel, and when they said the world was created for the Torah, it is the same thing. However, here we are speaking of the receivers, which are Israel, and here of what Israel receive. That is, one speaks from the perspective of the vessel, and one speaks from the perspective of the light. Yet, they are both one, light and vessel, light and kli. However, we should interpret what they said, namely that the world was created for the Torah, in two ways. One, the Torah is regarded as 613 counsels, 613 tips for subduing the evil. As it is written, I have created the evil inclination, I have created the Torah as a spice. That is, through the Torah, the evil is corrected, because the light in it reforms one. In this way, we should interpret what our sages said. Were it not for my covenant day and night, I would not place the ordinances of heaven and earth. They interpreted day and night to mean Torah, as it is written, and you shall reflect on it day and night. In other words, were it not for the Torah, the world would not exist. We should interpret that through the Torah, whose light reforms him, the world can exist. In other words, it will be possible to receive the delight and pleasure, because the Torah will correct the evil in the creatures, and they will have equivalence of form, by which the flaw of shame will be corrected. Naturally, if the Torah did not reform, it would be impossible for them to receive the delight and pleasure. It follows that I would not place the ordinances of heaven and earth, so everything would be useless.
So far, is it clear? Please go ahead and ask.
No.
Well.
Good.
Yes.
Ahora.
In the back.
Toda.
Thank you. I have a question. It's a bit odd, but I'll ask anyway. It says that it speaks from the side of the Kli, that's from below, from the side of the light, that's from above. Are we talking about someone who's on a lower degree or a higher degree? The one who speaks from the side of the light is higher.
I don't understand the question. I don't understand it. We exist in one system. Even now, it doesn't matter. We are in one system where ever the desire is, it doesn't matter where it is. If this desire is for connection, in order to connect, to correct the sin of the tree of knowledge, and this is what we must not forget. Where do all of these things come from? There is a broken system. If there is some inclination towards correction, then it doesn't matter what state it is in, where or where it is in, there is already a response for it from the system.
Who's
there? Morris?
No.
Yes?
Good morning, Rav, dear friends. This is a very interesting article. The world was created in order to do good to his creations. But there is a little trap here.
Why?
We're studying in order to achieve spirituality, but we can't receive it in the will to receive. We have to replace the Kli, the vessel. And it's not written in the Torah. It's only after some time passes, 10, 20 years.
That is, you have a problem that you don't understand what does it mean. He's created beings. You are not a created being. You are not a created being. Created being or creature means someone who has a connection with the Creator. Right? He's connected with the Creator through the 10. And then, inside of the 10, as much as he's included in it, so that the 10 is a mini system, a model of the general system, then he receives all of the abundance from the Creator, then he's called the created being. Actually, created being means Havaya. 10 Sfirot, a soul, Neshama. But not a beast of this world that was only given an opportunity to realize that there is something before it, above it.
The Torah doesn't relate to...
The Torah relates to someone who wants to qualify himself to be in bestowal and resemble the Creator.
Only after the period of preparation?
It doesn't matter, period of preparation or not, but one who wants to resemble the Creator. In bestowing, in loving, in connecting, he receives help called the Torah. So for him, there is the giving of the Torah. Otherwise, it's not there.
So this is the reason why it is said to the people of Israel at Mount Sinai that if you don't accept this, here will be the place of your burial.
That's a condition. If a person reaches a state where he sees before him this severity, this strictness of connection, this terrible condition, then he realizes that if he will connect, he will have spiritual life. And if not, he will have a corporeal life, and that is burial. Yes. He might have a palace, all the goodness of this world, but he feels then that what he has is death.
Thank you, Av. Thank you very much.
We shouldn't so quickly start erupting with complaints against the Creator, even the one who is complaining because of his own faults. Yes.
Hello, Av. It says here that the world was created for the Torah.
Yes, in order to correct it.
But I see that the name of the article is that the world was created for the Torah.
Yes.
So it's not clear what was created for what.
The world for the Torah or the Torah for the world? Let's say it's the same thing. It's the same thing. In order to discover the light that connects all of the parts of the broken soul together, so that the moment we use it, we amplify it 620 times in the system relative to the way it appeared before that, in the non-broken form called Adam HaRishon before the sin. Therefore, in order to discover the force of connection, the collision, the resistance over which or upon which we actually have the amplification of the light of the Torah, with all of the details, because love covers all crimes, so only then it can be so emphasized and clear and felt. Therefore, there is a need for the shattering of the tablets, the desire which is in order to receive in everyone such cruelty of that our ego displays. All of this, it's good that it's happening. It gives us an opportunity to draw the light and bring it through all of this envy and hatred and yearning and all of these forms of conflict, of collision, and then we get clarity of this light. Well,
you said that love covers all crimes.
Yes, the crimes remain, and specifically upon them, there can be a burning of love.
Where can one get the strength to cover with love?
Also from the Torah. Also from the Torah through the Ten, Hanoch.
The Torah is given only after the equivalence with the Creator is more important than the pleasures that come from the giver.
The Torah is given to one who keeps as much as he can, keeps the condition for the reception of the Torah, that is, to be as one man in one heart, as much as one is drawn to it.
When do we have the matter of equivalence at the reception of the Torah? When is the Torah used for equivalence with the giver?
What is equivalence?
Resembling him. That the giver is more important than the pleasures that come from him.
We don't have a giver yet. We have a condition between us that we can use to arrange things, and then the reforming light influences us. What do I have with the upper force? I have no concept about him. It will only give me some confusion if I start using it, as if I have some force, some connection with him. Where is such a thing written? First of all, it's between a person and his friend. And out of that, from a person to the Creator. Okay? Yes.
The vessels of bestowal. It's written that with the help of the Torah, we first of all attain the vessels of bestowal, then we receive fulfillment. What are the vessels of bestowal built of? It's not the same desire that we see in this world in many forms. It's something different, right?
It's not important for me which desires they are. I'm not responsible for the desires. I'm responsible that through the reforming light I will reach the intention of in order to bestow above the desires. And the desires, which ones they are, it doesn't matter. These could be desires with which we have a connection between us in this world. As it says, the world keeps on going as usual.
And that can be a vessel of bestowal?
If the intention is in order to bestow, then it is a vessel of bestowal. If the intention is to receive, it is a vessel of reception. It only depends on that. Okay? Good. So, let's continue. Continuing with, it follows that here the Torah is regarded only as counsels, meaning tips by which to receive the good. 2. The Torah is considered 613 deposits, which are the holy names. As it is said in the introduction to the book of Zohar, that in each mitzvah a light of unique degree is deposited, which corresponds to a unique organ in the 613 organs and tendons of the soul and the body. It follows that while performing the mitzvah, one extends to its core corresponding organ in his soul and body, the degree of light that belongs to that organ and tendon. This is considered the panim, face or anterior, of the mitzvot, which are then called pkudin, deposits. Now we can interpret what our sages said. The world was created for the Torah, meaning that we say that the reason for the creation of the worlds was in order to do good to his creations. That delight and pleasure is found in the Torah, which is called the names of the Creator, whose general name is the good who does good. The names given to the Creator are only by way of, by your actions, we know you. For this reason, since they attained from the Creator delight and pleasure for themselves and for the whole world, they named him the good who does good. As our sages said, good for himself and does good to others. This means that they perceived that they received abundance from the Creator and also perceived that the Creator does good to others too. However, we cannot speak of the Creator himself. As it is written in the Zohar, there is no thought of perception in him at all. This means that it is impossible to speak of the Creator himself because we have no attainment in the Creator. It follows that what our sages said, that the world was created for the Torah, and what our sages said, that the world was created for Israel, are the same thing. The only difference is between the light and the kli. The light is called Torah, and the kli for the reception of the light is called Israel. This matter is explained in a book, A Sage's Fruit, where he explains the matter of the Torah, Israel, and the Creator are one. These are his words. Thus you see that the meaning of the 620 names, being the 613 mitzvot of the Torah and the 7 mitzvot de Rabbanan, the commandments of our great sages, are in fact the 5 properties of the soul, meaning Naran Chai. This is because the vessels of the Naran Chai are from the above 620 mitzvot, and the lights of Naran Chai are the very light of Torah in each and every mitzvah. It follows that the Torah and the soul are one. However, the Creator is the light of Ein Sof, infinity, clothed in the light of the Torah, which is found in the above 620 mitzvot.
Questions? Clear. Yes, Dudi.
If the light is called Torah, what is Kutsha Brichu, the Creator, or blessed be Him?
The sum total, the inclusive, the upper one, the Torah is a means, it's the light. The light of Chochmah, the light of Chesedim, the light that corrects the vessels, the light that fills the vessels. But Kutsha Brichu, the Creator, is what is attained by the correction of the vessels when they are full of corrections and lights. It's the essence of the situation, the state. There is an upper root to the Torah?
I don't know.
I've created the evil inclination. I've created for it the Torah as a spice, meaning the evil inclination is a creation and the Torah is a creation. It was created. By what? By Kutsha Brichu, by the upper root, the root of both. That's why the vessels are corrected via the Torah. The Torah fills the vessels receive the Torah, they feel the Torah, they're mixed together, and they attain their root.
So what is the difference between the Torah and the Creator?
The Creator is the upper force which exists above the Torah and above the vessels, above creation. And the Torah is part of creation. The Torah is the power that comes to correct creation. It's something that comes to serve. I created the evil inclination, I created the Torah as a spice for it.
When we come to connect between us, what do we discover? The Torah or the Creator?
For the time being, we want to discover the Torah. How? We, by connecting through connections, come to a state of one vessel, one kli. These are all actions which we, by these actions, which we will do more and more and more in different levels of lights and vessels, we will come to a state of, from your actions, we will know you. We will know him. Meaning the vessels corrected or shattered, the Torah, the lights, Chassadim, Chochmah, Naranchai, and so on, all of that is ultimately only for the purpose of revealing the Creator.
When the Torah is revealed, is the Creator also revealed, or is that a different state?
No. When the Torah is revealed, it's the Torah being revealed, the actions of correction in the shattered vessels. And the Creator is as a unique root. And when He is revealed, you have other outcomes, other additional revelations.
So how is the Creator revealed?
Within the Torah. The Torah is a clothing for His revelation. Well, schematically, for the time being, you should just understand that it is so. And did you find something? Look for it.
Something short, kind of general, but
yes,
from letter 17.
The Creator is clothed in the Torah. It's a more inner level. And the Torah is clothed in the Sefirot. And the Sefirot with intentions, and intentions with desires.
So there is Israel, in which the Torah is revealed, in which the Creator is revealed?
Let's say, yes. Israel is the intention in order to bestow. Well?
So Baal HaSulam writes in letter 17 that the soul ultimately will attain all the 620 holy names, and it acquires its full stature, which are 620 times the quantity that it had before it reached it, and the extent of its degree appears out of the 620 mitzvot in which the light of the Torah is clothed in them, and the Creator is in the general light of the Torah. So it is explicit that the light, the Creator, and Israel are one.
Yes, but the general is the general. It's not a sum of all the lights. It's a root. It's above. For us, it's a root. What else is there? For the time being, we can't talk about that. We cannot say. All right? Yes.
What is the difference between the Torah and the desire for connection between the different parts?
The desire for connection awakens in the created being, and the Torah comes from above, from the Creator.
The desire to connect everything into one, all of the parts into one, is that the desire of the created being?
The created being has to come to that, yes. And then, to the extent that he wants the connection of the parts, the reforming light shines upon him. So what is the reforming light? The force that connects the shattered parts, the broken parts, into a system the way it existed before the sin of the Tree of Knowledge.
So, this is a force that comes from the Creator as light, or is that...
It's a force. Forget about it. As if you know the differences between... Why? Just imagine all sorts of nonsense. This is light, this is a force. What's the difference?
The difference is, if this is something that we need to awaken from below, or this is a force that we have to ask for from above, it's a part of the Torah.
To request and to invoke, is that not the same thing? Think about it. Don't just ask from the hip, so to speak.
Good morning, everyone. It says here in the beginning of this excerpt, that in each mitzvah is deposited the light of a unique degree. What mitzvot, commandments, are we talking about? Our commandment is connection. What are the other mitzvot beyond connection that we're supposed to keep?
I don't know. I know that all of these commandments exist in order to correct the shattered Adam HaRishon.
Which mitzvot? Commandments.
Which commandment?
Yeah, what are we talking about? When it says each and every degree, commandment, mitzvah.
Each and every commandment is the connection of the shattered parts.
The commandments of the Torah? Is that what we're talking about?
The commandments of the Torah. If you understand, if you're asking about this, so I'll answer you that way. I don't know why you specifically said the commandments of the Torah. Do you know of any other?
No.
So what are you asking about? Commandments. Mitzvah. Commandment. It's called a command. It is commanded. We are commanded to correct the shattered vessel. It is shattered specifically so that by us assembling it, we begin to feel what is this vessel that the Creator created. And He prepared it and shattered it and gave it to us so that by assembling it, we come to know Him.
And all of the commandments from the Torah, from the literal meaning, is that what we're talking about? Or
we're talking about commandments. Commandments, that means a command. I'm commanded to correct the shattered vessels, the shattered desires, those that are in opposition to one another. You're being confused. You once upon a time heard what a commandment is, and you're just confused.
I'm trying to understand it. So
to understand means to forget about what you had before and to learn anew. Only in that way you'll be able to understand. Otherwise, it'll just be a confusion.
Thank you very much.
All right? Well, this is a matter that requires more and more thinking over, but I'm saying very clear-cut things, I believe. And the main thing is to have no doubts here. If you have doubts, listen again to everything we said, and again, until you absorb it. So we have the will to receive, which the Creator created. He shattered it into many parts. These parts have rejection, hatred, resistance towards each other. These shattered parts are in opposition to each other in the degrees of still vegetative and animate. In the degrees of inanimate, vegetative, and animate, they are in an instinctive sort of connection. So it's not called egoistic. There is a will to receive, but it's not called ego. But it's not the created being on the degree of still vegetative and animate. Later on, we have the degree of medabel, speaking. In it, we also have the degrees of still vegetative, animate, and speaking. And the degrees of still vegetative and animate are called the nations of the world, who have no inclination or tendency to be corrected. In the degree of medaber, demedaber, the speaking of the speaking has this inclination towards correction. And if a person begins to awaken that spark, the point in the heart, then he finds the wherewithal to develop that point in the heart, his inclination towards correction, his inclination to come to know the Creator. We wish to know our King, as it is written. And then he comes to a teacher, he gets books and a group, and he can then begin to develop. And then he understands that before, if he even learned of the meanings of Torah and commandments, all these actions, he needs to put all these things off to one side. It's not said to, you don't need to belittle it. You can do it. It doesn't bother you on the corporeal degree, but it has nothing to do with the spiritual correction. And we see this in this world as well. People who observe with their entire hearts and souls the corporeal, physical commandments written in Shulchan Aruch, they don't necessarily have any inclination to correct their souls. No, that is the main thing for them, those corporeal commandments. But there are people who have a point in the heart who are attracted specifically to the correction of the soul. And this correction is entirely through connection between them. To reform the shattered vessel called the temple, Bet HaMikdash. It's called the Shekhinah. It's called the general soul of Adam HaRishon. And so this is what we learn and what we try to implement, to apply. And now, is there a connection between the corporeal observance of the Teriyag of the 613 commandments, which are called as taught to the student? Does that have any connection to the spiritual commandments? We learn in the introduction of the Zohar that we have 613 18, 613 pkudin, and the advices and the deposits, and the deposits of the Torah. And the correction of the soul is something different. It's through connection in the ten, the connection between them, by drawing the reforming light together, and so on. That's the difference. So don't be confused. This is here, and this and that is there. So we have nothing against those who observe the physical Torah and commandments, though we feel that they have some criticism against us. But, you know, what the Creator does, what the Creator arranges, He arranges. Yes.
Good morning, Rav. I have a little bit of confusion from this whole thing of the Creator, the Blessed Be He, and the Torah, that this, it's all one, and this, of course, is about the Creator. Many times I hear from Rav that Bore, Creator, is come and see, which means that I need to come and see.
Hold the microphone.
I need to see what is in the world.
I heard nothing of what you said before.
I said I have a confusion between three states, which are the Creator, Blessed Be He is one, and the Torah. And the question is, what exactly is the Bore, Creator?
It's the upper root.
Many times I understand that you say that it's come and see, that I will see what is happening around me. And I'm the one who needs to undergo correction, perform the correction. If I corrected the whole world, if I correct myself, I correct the whole world. So the question here is, the Torah, I know that this is the force that moves the whole world. The Torah. This is the light. I need to know how to draw it, right? Through the mitzvot.
Perhaps you're holding the microphone incorrectly.
Oh, it's something here. Okay. So, can you put some order into this thing?
No. It'll settle gradually. No. I can give you definitions. Kutcha Brichu, the Creator, that is the upper root. Under it, you have the shattered vessel, right, and the light, which reforms, corrects, fulfills, brings the created being to adhesion with the Creator, with the Kudsha Brichu. That's the three. So he explains to us in letter 17.
17, yes. You have three discernments. One, Israel is the one who exerts himself to return to his root, to the Creator, who is the root to which one yearns. Three is the 613 lights of the Torah, with which one purifies his heart and soul. As it says, I've created evil inclination, I've created for it the Torah as a spice.
Right. Okay, so we had another one who wanted to ask, I recall. Yes. Our visitor, our guest.
Thank you, Rav. Earlier I heard you say that I am not the created being. So, who performs the correction?
I wasn't talking about you specifically. The created being means one who has a part of the divine from above, and through that part he relates to the creator. Then he is called a created being. Otherwise, they all seem as beasts, meaning the created being is the will to receive. A will to receive, not a body or anything like that. It's the will to receive, who, through its inclination, its spark, it connects to the creator.
Okay, so my question was actually about the correction. Who performs the correction?
The correction is always done by the light, the creator. How can we make any correction? We can only, through various means, request correction. And that is what is upon us, to bring ourselves to the correction and say, correct it, please. This is broken. I discovered that this is broken. And somehow I describe to myself, I imagine to myself what it means that it is not broken, how it seems. And I say, please do that.
So how does one perform the request? How does he request?
By discovering the shattering within his own ten. Love thy friend as thyself. We need to make the spiritual correction, the great correction of the soul, of the entirety of reality. It's very simple. If I come to my ten, if I reach a complete connection in my ten, I reach the end of correction, and there's nothing else outside of that. When I begin to work in the ten, on the connection between us, I begin to discover so many different things that are broken, so many facets of this disconnection, hatred, remoteness. I discover within that ten the whole of reality. Now, suddenly I see that this ten is the very same Adam Rishon who is shattered. There is nothing else that needs to be corrected, only Adam Rishon. And I see that all of the problems of the world are revealed there. America, Russia, Argentina, something over there, here, education, the economy, the shattering of the family unit. I see everything within this world. It's like a magnifying glass or something. It's a system where suddenly I begin to see that it absorbs into it, it pulls into it everything that exists in the whole of reality. There's nothing more than this. And within it, in its center, you find the Creator. Just so.
So within the center we find the Torah.
The Torah is revealed to be the general system that is corrected. It acts upon us as light, as a force. It helps us be connected correctly. That's the Torah. But before that, we need to discover the corrupted system. It's called, I created the evil inclination. There was a shattering, and after that came the Torah, the reforming light.
Right.
Well, let's continue. Where were we?
Continuing to read, it follows that Israel and the Torah are the same thing, except the difference is whether we speak from the perspective of the light or from the perspective of the Kli.
If from the light it's the Torah, and if from the perspective of the Kli, it's Israel.
However, the order of the work is that since we were born after the sin of the tree of knowledge, we are already immersed in the will to receive for our own sake, on which there were the Tzimtzum, restriction and concealment. For this reason, the order of our work begins in the work of Lolishma, not for her sake. That is, when we begin to observe Torah and Mitzvot, we must believe, even if Lolishma, since without faith, even in Lolishma, we cannot work. Wherever the work is on the basis of faith, it is hard work. That is, only where the reward and punishment are revealed, the work is called within reason, because we immediately see the results. But when the reward and punishment are covered, and we must only believe in reward and punishment, even lo lishma is a great effort. However, this is still not so bad, because it is not against the nature of the will to receive for oneself. But if we want to achieve dvikut, called in order to bestow, the body begins to resist with all its might, and it is impossible to emerge from the control of the will to receive without help from above. It was said about this, were it not for the help of the Creator, he would not overcome it. The advice for this is the Torah, since the light in it reforms him. Afterward, when he is rewarded with vessels of bestowal, he is rewarded with the quality called the names of the Creator, which is the delight and pleasure that was in his thought to give to the created beings. This is the meaning of what they said, that the reason for the creation of the worlds was to do good to his creations.
Workshop question. When will we come to the reception of the Torah? Go ahead. When will we come to the reception of the Torah? What conditions need to be met? In spirituality, there's no time, there are no dates, there's nothing like that. So when do we reach it? Please.
We will reach the Torah when we will truly want to connect. Then we will reach a need for the Torah.
And with that, we will actually never truly want to connect, but together we'll be able to ask above our desire, above our nature, that the light will come and connect us.
The Torah is a result of the connection between us, as a friend said. It is a common exertion where each one does his step towards others above the force that exists in him, that is, without an inner desire, but only through something where there is no understanding or emotion, and bit by bit a need for the Torah is built. When there is a kli, in short,
we'll come to the reception of the Torah the moment we will want to generate the force that will pull the Torah to us. We will very much want to connect. We will discover that we are incapable of connecting, and then we'll turn to the Creator and we'll draw the reforming light.
Yes, as Rui said, actually, what is the need? What kind of kli do we have that we serve for him so that that force of the Torah will work on us, that we want to resemble this state that the Torah talks about, in which we are connected? And according to that gap between the present situation and that situation, this force works on us.
What do you need? Only a desire to have a collective desire, a collective request. If we're truly oriented towards that and want only that, we will receive.
To intend for this place, we also can do that by ourselves. It's also a result of work in the ten. That is, we truly need to make as many efforts as possible to reach connection. And the more we exert in it, we will discover a greater shattering, and there will be a true need for the reforming light to come.
Yes, with our collective exertion, integration with the exertion of the friends, and understanding that the kli is us together, not only me, but us connecting together.
Maybe to bring it down to the ground even more, it's possible to create some common condition between us that will awaken in us an attitude towards connection. Do we want it or not? Do we need the Torah or not? To do things together. What is considered the one who wants to receive the Torah? What kind of conditions should he meet in the ten?
When will we get there? What conditions need to be met? When will we get the reception of the Torah? Rabash writes this in a very clear way. It depends on us. It depends on Bechishena or Beito, in its time or hastening it. It depends on our efforts. The system is ready, and we just need to make use of the rules that Rabash provided.
Yes, when will we reach it? Right now. Why wouldn't it be right now? Everything is ready. They want to give us the Torah. However, we have to ask ourselves.
Rav, if there are any questions, go ahead. If not, then we will continue on to the writings of Baal Sulam, the Arvut, item 25.
But before we move on to the next part of the lesson, let's sing a song together.
Adam Shemuli Mamash Kamoni Adam Shemuli Nirgash Kamoni האדם שמולי נושם כמוני עד שאיני יכול, עד שאיני יכול להבדיל אותו ממני עד שאיני יכול, עד שאיני יכול להבדיל אותו ממני אל תעשה לחברך מה ששנו עליך 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 עד שאיני יכול, עד שאיני יכול להבדיל אותו ממני עד שאיני יכול, עד שאיני יכול להבדיל אותו ממני אל תעשה לחברך מה ששנו עליך אל תעשה לחברך מה ששנו עליך לחברך מה ששנו עליך אל תעשה לחברך מה ששנו